slowly. Reluctantly, some of the fire faded from Brandeis' face.
Yes, sir. My duty is to the Empire and to you, and to the ships and crews under my command.
Very good, Thrawn said.
To the living, in other words, not to the dead.
Brandeis was still glowering, but he gave a dutiful nod.
Yes, sir. Never forget that, Captain, Thrawn warned him. The fortunes of war rise and fall, and you may be assured that the Rebellion will be repaid in full for their destruction of the peremptory at the Katana fleet skirmish. But that repayment will occur in the context of our overall strategy, not as an act of private vengeance. His glowing red eyes narrowed slightly. Certainly not by any fleet captain under my command. I trust I make myself clear. Brandeis' cheek twitched. Pelion had never thought of the man as brilliant, but he was smart enough to recognize a threat when he heard one. Very clear, Admiral.
Good. Thrawn eyed him a moment longer, then nodded.
I believe you've been given your launch mark. Yes, sir. Judicator out.
Thrawn looked at Pelion. Continue, Captain, he said, and turned away.
Yes, sir.
Pelion looked at his datapad.
Nemesis!
He finished the list without further incident. By the time the last holo image disappeared, the final check-in from their own task force was complete.
The timetable appears to be running smoothly, Thrawn said, as Pelion returned to his command station. The Stormhawk reports that the guide freighters launched on time with tow cables functioning properly, and we've just intercepted a general emergency call from the Ando system.
The Bellicose and its task force right on schedule. Any response, sir?
Pelion asked.
The rebel base at Ord Padron acknowledged, Thrawn said. It should be interesting to see how much help they send.
Pelion nodded. The rebels had seen enough of Thrawn's tactics by now to expect Ando to be a feint, and to respond accordingly. But on the other hand, an attack force consisting of an Imperial Star Destroyer and 8 Katana Fleet dreadnoughts was hardly something they could afford to dismiss out of hand, either. Not that it really mattered. They would send a few ships to Ando to fight the Bellicose, and a few more to Filva to fight the Judicator, and a few more to Krondre to fight the Nemesis, and so on and so on. By the time the Death's Head hit the base itself, Ord Padron would be down to a skeleton defense and screaming itself for all the reinforcements the Rebellion could scramble. And that was where those reinforcements would go, leaving the Empire's true target ripe for the picking. Pelion looked out the forward viewport at the star of the Yukio system dead ahead, his throat tightening as he contemplated again the enormous conceit of this whole plan. With planetary shields able to hold off all but the most massive turbolaser and proton torpedo bombardment, conventional wisdom held that the only way to subdue a modern world was to put a fast-moving ground force down at the edges and send them overland to destroy the shield generators. Between the fire laid down by the ground force and the subsequent orbital assault, the target world was always badly damaged by the time it was finally taken. The alternative, landing hundreds of thousands of troops in a major ground campaign that could stretch into months or years, was no better. To capture a planet relatively undamaged, but with shield generators still intact, was considered an impossibility. That bit of military wisdom would fall today, along with Yukio itself.
Intercept a distress signal from Filva, Admiral, the comm officer reported. Ord Padron again responding.
Good. Thrawn consulted his chrono. 7 minutes, I think, and we'll be able to move.
His lips compressed just noticeably.
I suppose we'd better confirm that our exalted Jedi Master is ready to do his part.
Pelion hid a grimace. Jorua Sabaoth, insane clone of the long-dead Jedi Master Joris Sabaoth, who a month ago had proclaimed himself the true heir to the Empire. He didn't like talking to the man any more than Thrawn did, but he might as well volunteer. If he didn't, it would simply become an order.
I'll go, sir,
he said, standing up.
Thank you, Captain, Thrawn said,